I think what you see is, in terms of sack on the ball, it's positioning. It's about angles. It's about leverage to the ball. And so, you know, the more hats we have to the ball and the better leverage that we have as a defense, the easier tackling gets. Because when you put a guy in a bad position, when you put a corner alone on an island, you know, with a heavy back, or anybody alone on an island with a back or a receiver, depending on their athleticism, it's going to be tough. So the thing is that, you know, it's leverage to the ball, and leverage meaning multiple hats to the ball, not just one guy. So I think it's a collective effort when it comes to tackling. And it's not, it's when one person misses a tackle, it's because of, you know, where the rest of the defense is situated.
Along those lines, one person. Is that all it takes to win? One person to win, to get a pass rush to the quarterback?
No. I mean, I think that the question is a setup to talk about, you know, our team effort, I believe. But, you
it's
know,
not
I,
a setup. I'm just curious.
If one guy wins,
does it change the dynamic of a pass rush that's been up and down this year?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the thing is pass rushing is about taking advantage of your one-on-one matchups, because there's not all the time that a D-end or a D-tackle gets a one-on-one matchup. And when you get an opportunity to have a one-on-one matchup, you know, coaches would like to, and yourself would like you to win, you know, more often than not. So the thing is, it's taking advantage of one-on-one matchups, but it's a complete rush across the defensive front. And whether that's in a blitz or whether it's in a straight-up rush, you know, the thing is that we have to be able to execute in order to do so.
Pause potentially being out, how much does that hurt on defense?
Well, I mean, you know, Puzz is obviously very vocal for us in terms of making a lot of defensive calls. But, you know, if you knew how closely Tripp follows him around this building, then I don't think, you know, you would be as ease as I am in terms of going into the game. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, Puzz is an awesome player. And, you know, I've had the privilege playing with him at Penn State and here. And, you know, he does a lot for any defense, especially ours. But, you know, what do you call those things when sharks or whales are swimming and then there's a bunch of
remoras?
Yeah. What did I say that again?
Remora.
Remora. Yeah. Remora. You heard that here
you
from Jared Odrick.
Before you go and try to express it on
TV? No, that's what I do. I learn on TV to let kids know that it's okay if you don't know. You just have to find out. Remora. Remora. Yeah. So, Tripp is a remora of the big blue whale that is Paul Posluszny.